Welcome again, ladies, to the Finding Your Heart podcast. I am Rhonda Live Austin, and I am the host here at Finding Your Heart. We're focusing on navigating singleness with grace and faith and knowing your purpose. Yep, we want you to know your purpose before marriage. So I know there are so many struggles and emotions that come with being a single Christian woman. When you are faced with waiting on the fulfillment of God's promise of marriage. So I want to pick back up with my flight story from the last episode. If you have not been able to listen to it, pause this episode and go check it out and then come back to this one. So you all, I had to go all the way downstairs, 8 o'clock in the morning, had already been at the airport for 3 hours, and I had to pick back up my luggage from baggage claim. In that moment, I was literally telling myself, stay calm, because the young lady who was with me was not calm. I met her in the airport, and so I get to customer service. And the first thing the lady says to me is, we're going to get you to your destination. Y'all, just those few words. Those few words were so reassuring. And I didn't even know. I just began to smile. It was so reassuring because I had purchased a ticket. And the outcome was that I would arrive to my destination with my purchase ticket. That's the promise that the airline gives, even though the lady told me, she was like, yeah, sometimes they just overbook. And I was like, that's crazy, but I had a promise. Do you hear me? You have been given a promise. And though it may be delayed, it shall come to pass. That's the real deal. The real deal is, if you desire to be married, the Lord has promised to give you the desires of your heart if and when you delight yourself in Him. So the lady, you all, began to talk to me. And she said, well, because of your inconvenience, we're going to give you a full refund for the amount that you purchased the flight for. What? So I'm delayed, but I'm getting the benefits as if I didn't even have to pay anything? Come on. That flight was about $700 some. And so within 1 week, I was receiving a check from the airline for that amount of money, plus some other benefits that she gave me. When you understand God's perfect timing, you realize that not only will He perform on your behalf, but He will give you exceedingly, abundantly, above all that you ask or think. Do y'all know that song? It's a scripture too. But He will give you exceeding and abundantly above all that you ask or think, just because you're honoring Him, putting Him first, and you understand that He is not going to give you something that is going to be lower than your expectation. The importance of trusting God's time, even when you feel like the promise of marriage is delayed, is worth it. I didn't get married until I think it was 34. And in my 20s, as I shared before, it was very difficult. As I spent a lot of time concerned about what was wrong with me and why wasn't I dating anyone? Why aren't the right people talking to me? Why aren't the right people approaching me? It wasn't that people weren't approaching me, but they were ones that really did not line up with my values, or maybe I wasn't even just attracted to them. But I had to realize that in those moments, it wasn't that I was being rejected. It wasn't as if God wasn't even paying attention to me. But in those moments, He was protecting me. He was giving me opportunity to commune with Him, opportunity to know myself. So I began to learn more about myself. I started to try new things. He began to give me more visions and dreams. I changed up my look. I started to dress a little different. I began to experience life in ways that I thought was never possible because I allowed God to show me that abundant life. I allowed Him to shift my mind from what I didn't have to what I did have. You are already extremely wealthy. You already have what it takes to be who God wants you to be that multimillionaire, to be that business owner. But your eyes have been focused on the wrong thing. Your eyes have been focused on what you don't have rather than what you do have and what you can do with the time the Lord is giving you. In Philippians chapter 4, I believe it's verse 11 and 13, Paul talks about how he's learned to be content in whatever state he's in. He knows how to be abased. And I looked up that word abased, and it basically means he knows how to be humble. He knows how to be low and meek, depending on where he is and what state he's in. But most importantly, he learned how to be content. The God of the universe knows your name, and he knows the plan he has for you. He knows that he's going to bring you to an expected end, a promised end. And we just have to learn how to humble ourselves under his will. That's right. Become content and humble yourself under his will, his timing. We have to be satisfied. We have to be in a place of contentment, but yet hold to the hope and the promise of what is to come. Singleness is an opportunity for personal growth, spiritual empowerment and development, and deepening your relationship with the Lord. So here are some practical tips that I want to share with you that you can do to begin to embrace the present moment and find joy in your journey rather than being consumed about what you don't have. And if you cannot answer these five questions, I'm here to help you. So first, I want you to write down 10 things that are unique about you, yourself. What are 10 things that are unique about you? Not necessarily 10 things that you see your sister doing that you like, and so now you want to do it. No. What are 10 things that are unique about you? Write down 10 things that you desire to do in life. Do you want to learn how to scrapbook? Do you want to lose 50 pounds? Do you want to learn how to do your makeup? Do you want to learn how to coupon? What are 10 things that you desire to do in life? Do you want to start a nonprofit? Do you want to raise money for a charity? Number 3 is write 10 places you would like to go. Germany, Fiji, Arizona, California, write 10 places you would like to go. Number 4 is write out your purpose. Why did God create you? And who are you called to? Are you called to children, homeless persons? Number 5, what was the last word God gave you? What was the last word God gave you? After you write out these things, I want you to start doing them. Start planning for them. These things are guaranteed to bring you contentment and joy. And my sister, seriously, if you cannot write out any of these, you have work to do. If you cannot write out any of these, or maybe you can write out one or two of them, God has deeper things that he wants to show you. And it's those deep things that he's going to reveal to you that's going to equip you to be the person that your husband is looking for. Come on here. A lot of times, and this is a side note, a lot of times we don't know who we are. When these men come around, we're either trying to be something that we've seen or something that we think they want us to be. But when we really know who we are and we authentically walk in it, we authentically become it, not only will he recognize that you are the person that is supposed to be connected in his life, but you will recognize that he is the person that you're supposed to be connected in within life to do ministry, to perform great exploits for the kingdom. But it starts with you being content with where you are, doing the work now to build that relationship. When I was in the airport and I got all of my benefits, the fact was, the real deal was that I still had to wait. I had to wait about 3 additional hours until it was time for me to board my plane. And those 3 hours seemed like a long time because my schedule was off. You all, your 3 hours may feel or may even be 10 years. But I'm a witness that when you commit your ways unto the Lord, he will give you the desires of your heart. Don't get tired. Don't become weary. And don't just give yourself over to someone just because you're tired of waiting. You don't think the Lord will move on your behalf. I'm going to finish the rest of my story a little later to let you know kind of what happened during that waiting time. Let's pray together. Lord, I thank you for every sister that is reading these notes. I thank you for every sister that is listening to this podcast. I pray, God, that you would strengthen them, that you would give them peace, that you would give them waiting power, that as they're waiting, God, they maintain the concept in their head that the real deal is, Lord, that you've promised to meet every need, that you promised to give them the desires of their heart. That God, you desire for us to be married, to be fruitful and multiply. And so I thank you, Lord, that this is a new season, not just a season of waiting, but a season of pursuing you. I thank you, God, that every sister is listening to this is blessed. They're walking into new purpose. They're walking into new promise with you, God. Everything is possible. And we praise you even now. You all, please stay tuned for future episodes on navigating singleness with grace and faith. Thank you so much for listening to the Finding Your Heart podcast. I love you, but God loves you more. Talk to you soon.